Chapter 3. Moving West. Johnny kept moving farther west in the Ohio Valley, carrying his apple seeds. He carried so many sacks of seeds that he looked like a moving mountain. Although he'd give away anything he owned, he guarded those seeds like gold. Johnny was welcome wherever he went. He brought news and stories from other places. Life on the frontier could be lonely, and Johnny was a great storyteller. He'd tell folks about floods and fires and festivals. He'd bring news of neighbors and nieces and Native Americans. And, of course, he'd talk about apple trees. Johnny would describe the beauty of apple trees. His descriptions were so vivid that people smelled blossoms in their living rooms. They'd have to open their window to let out the bees. He impressed listeners so much that they would start chewing imaginary apples. After Johnny finished telling a story about apple trees, folks would plead with him to help them grow some. And Johnny would just smile, you know, a big smile as bright as the sun on a summer day. Then he'd nod and say, "Why, I could help you grow some." So Johnny stayed in the Ohio Valley and helped the farmers grow apples. Now, people wanted to buy the seeds and trees from Johnny, but he knew that they were poor and did not have much money. So he traded seeds for clothes, meals, and a hay bed. And when he left the farm, you could already see the beginning of a huge apple orchard springing to life.